Oh, I know from Ranafast, there were certain houses that you had he had iron up from time to time, and I never really understood why some houses had it and some didn't, and how they knew about it, or was it on a particular night or something like that? Did you have this here, or was it in the vicinity? Was this a rambling house, or were there other houses in
Well, I
this
think
area?
maybe the fact that quite a few in our house played music. I had my Aunt Biddy Ann, was a nice singer, and my Aunt Mary played the accordion. Daddy played the accordion and the fiddle. So if there were a house where people played music, that's where they would go, naturally enough, because they would know that they have music to dance. So it seems there were fairly regular sessions here. I don't know what they called them then. They called them big nights, just. And then they had bottling nights. And they used to have, when they got married, they would come back to the house. And then they would go away for a week, maybe down to Moville. And they thought they were miles away. And then, oh, that's true. That's where my eldest sister, Kitty, got married here. And Pat and Hearn was playing at the wedding. And I just learned a hornpipe called Kitty's Wedding for it. And my father put a big door. We had a kitchen bed there, and he put a big door on the top of the clothes, and two chairs, and it was the first, maybe the first stage in Ireland where we had the curtains, we could draw them and draw them back. And we played there before nobody got near us in the kitchen bed to the people dancing.
But was the bottle night before the wedding, or
Oh,
was it
no,
before?
they had the wedding, and then everybody, when the night came, that they were coming home, they would be all out with battles. Every house would be out waiting, and the car would stop. It would be usually maybe if the night was dark, and it would blink the lights three or four times on the top of the drum where everybody could see it. And the first one that saw it lit the battle, and then they all lit battles. It was lovely. There was fires all over the place, and then they would all come. Then once the car had arrived in the house, they would all come with a bottle. And they would get a glass, and they would go around and give everybody a glass out of the bottle. And one would be going round after the other. You couldn't wait to get serving the drink quick enough, you know. And in about an hour, they were all full, I suppose. Crack would stick. Maybe there'd be some man out singing in the middle of the floor, and he'd have a half in one hand and a bottle, and then somebody would give him another bottle, and he'd grab it with a wee finger, and he'd be singing away, and the next thing he would, Johnny Fullerton would spun round, you know, and the next thing the bottle would smash, and then that would be dried up, and everything went on. Nobody paid any heed.
Well, in Ranafast, they talk about an Oíche Go Maidin.
Well, this
Was
was
that was exactly the same here, wasn't
the same thing. I remember the big nights. I was only about 11 or so, maybe 10, and there was a big fire on. And Susan Kelly would come in, and it was wide sad, you know. God, Mary, should look, your house is lovely. Who whitewashed it? I done it, threw a lock on it today. Where did you buy them curtains, Mary? I bought them in Shams. How much were they? Tuppence halfpenny. And I thought, God, this is going to be then. Maybe it'd be wide sad you didn't get your turf. God, we lost the purties of weather's terrible. The next thing, Johnny Fullerton was a cousin of my father's, and he's now Bedford Laurie. And you'd hear the rattles of her coming up the lane. She was tied with ropes and wire and baling wire and everything, you see. I said to myself, this is a bit of excitement. And Johnny would open the door, and he'd Christ, he says, is this a wake or what's going on here? And he would just jump out and get pat the bottle, and he would say, I have a wee girl I'm going to take with me. Her dwelling, it comes from the old county down. It breaks my fond heart for to leave her behind me, for with her I'd wander the whole world around. Come away to this country, me bonny wee lassie. Bid adieu to old Ireland, and then come with me, where we will live happy and be our own masters in the land of the plenty called sweet liberty. And there'd be somebody called, good Johnny Razor. So that was the party started away the winter.